listening to Under the Pavement on 96.9 All FM. Alternative radio for Manchester's radical and activist communities. Listen online at www.underthepavement.org. The views expressed on Under the Pavement are not necessarily those of All FM. The views expressed on All FM are not necessarily those of Under the Pavement.
অনক্লান্ত আমি সেই দিন হব শান্ত, যবে উৎপীড়িতের ক্রন্দন রোল আকাশে বাতাসে ধ্বনিবে না, অত্যাচারীর খর্ব কৃপান ভীম রণভূমে দণিবে না। আমি চির বিদ্রোহী বীর, আমি বিশ্ব ছাড়ায় উঠিয়াছি একা চির উন্নত শীর।
prison, cause it's a part of my mission to break down the vision, mental compartment, psychological prisons. I'll be sowing the seeds of divinity, accommodating every colour, every need. So listen to my message and heed my warning. I'm telling you now how and where it is done.
Hello and good evening and welcome to the Monday the 23rd of January 2006 edition of Under the Pavement. And just to say that if you are listening either to All FM 96.9 across South Manchester or perhaps listening to the web stream at www.allfm.org, then just to say thank you to Terry Big T, who sort of presents the Caribbean Carnival show. That's every Monday between 7 and 9. I always get confused when I have to do that because I have to do mental maths. What time is it now? 9. What time is
what
it?
What day is it?
Yes,
Monday.
Yes. So we should say that we've got the usual pack show lined up. In the first half of the show, we've got an interview with a lad called Mark from Germany who does a website called Vox Populi, and that's an audio-based sort of website, so lots of different stories on. So we'll be sort of chatting to Mark about that a bit later in the show. And then at what have we got, about 10 o'clock?
In the second half, starting about 10 o'clock, we've got news and what's on. So there's quite a few listings of events that are coming up in Manchester in the next couple of weeks. Meetings, film showings and other stuff.
Yeah.
So keep listening for that.
Yeah, I was just going to say that if you have got any comments on the show, then we have got sort of email in the studio. So if there are any events that you would like us to mention, I think probably it's worth saying that the best way of contacting us both during the show and off the show is via email. Would you agree?
Yes. Although they can call us while we're on air as well.
Yeah, but the only problem with that is you've got to know how long the song is that we're playing and that there's actually music on, because you can't really answer the phones in the studio at the same time.
It's all right if we put a long epic track on, but yeah, if it's a bit of a anarchy punk...
4 minutes. Sort of 4 seconds.
Four seconds.
Nah. Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to have, I think, quite a mix of music as well as that. We said that we'll do the Watsons and the news second half of the show, and we'll also have a mix of music. We kicked off in a bit of a dubby, sort of dancey vein with Asian Dub Foundation, Rebel Warrior, from
Rebel
a few
Warrior.
Years back.
Yeah, 90-something.
90-something. Yeah. We could look, but...
We could, but the record sleeve's way over
all
there.
All way over there. I'm just saying that there is some... There's a bit of music. We've both put along some music, so we'll have to fight over what we get to play. So there is some stuff that I'd like to play. It's mostly new stuff that I've got, and it's sort of... There's some folky stuff from the likes of Pete Dale, Graham Parker, T. Duggins, and then also possibly some... what were we going to say? Some sort of old-style anarcho-punk. I think we've got a bit of lack of knowledge and zounds there, if we get time to fit it in. We talked about maybe playing Against Me.
We did, because they're playing in Manchester soon.
Yeah.
I think it's 16th of March at the Academy 3.
I was just going to say I've got my big list of songs that I might play, but I don't think I'll get time to play them all. So if we don't get to play them this time, then we will be playing them in future shows, because there's quite a lot of new music.
We played zounds last week anyway, so...
Yep. Well, it was going to be a different song, I was going to say. But, yeah, I can't remember what else I was going to say now. And what else have you got lined up?
What have I got lined up? I've got a bit of Dave Clark on the turntable to play next. Possibly some La Tigra and... I can't think what else. I've got a list somewhere.
Yes. It's a nice mix of music... So, if you don't like, I think that's a good word. So, if you don't like sort of folky stuff, then hang around and you might hear some hardcore punky stuff.
We haven't played any folky stuff yet.
I'm just saying that people might be thinking, oh, All right, if you don't like dubby, dancey stuff, then don't worry, because we might well play some punky stuff after that and some folky stuff after that. And look, you're making me ramble.
I'm sorry.
And I was trying to be organised as well.
I've got a track about rambling, but I'll play that in the second hour.
Well, that could cue in quite well with one of the songs that I've got lined up, depending on who it is who's singing. Is it about Manchester Rambler?
Well, I couldn't possibly say. That's for later.
OK. You're just spoiling it. I'm just sort of thinking ahead. Anyway.
I thought it'd be a good link.
It will definitely be a good link. So, having said that, if you did... I don't think we gave out the email address after all that.
No, we didn't.
So, if you do want to email us during the show, the best email to get us at is radio@underthepavements.org.
And if you feel like speaking to us... It's 2486767. It's 0161 2486767.
And just to say, just finally, the last point I'll make is that the only ring, if you don't want to speak to someone else on the station, then if what I'm trying to say is only ring that number if you're listening live. That makes sense, doesn't it?
It does. If you're listening live, 2486767, if you just want to say hello, or if you've got something you want us to include in the What's On guide.
Yep, and we've promised Dave Clark, so shall we let him get on with it now?
Yeah, he's itching to get on with it.
We'll be right back.
And that sounded very bassy. I was going to say, that sounded very bassy, didn't it? Yep. That was, of course, Dave Clark with No One's Driving from, again, a few years back, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah, I'm not going to put you on the spot by saying what year.
It was quite a while ago, because I actually won that record off a competition on another radio station, and that would have been getting on for 10 years ago, yeah. I reckon.
Oh, well. There we go.
Useless piece of information.
Yep, okay. What was I going to say? Oh, yes. Coming up on tonight's show, after the next track, we're going to have an interview with Mark Pickard. And Mark is a person behind a website called Vox Populi. And it's a website, well, they're based in Germany. But obviously you can sort of look at the website from wherever you are. And it's basically talking about the website and the ideas behind the website and that sort of stuff. But keeping with a sort of hip-hop sort of beats style to open up the show. The next track we're going to play is by an artist called Gel, and the track we're going to play is a remix of the track WMD, which we played last fortnight, and it's a 12 new single and it's out today.
Hey yo, got one request. Let me speak to J. Edgar Hoover or the CIA. You tell them I'm a businessman. You feel me? Pay attention. This is the lesson, complete with the plans and actions, the combating of your weapons of mass distraction, the spinning rims, all the iced out gyms, the minds in which the Africans lost their limbs. Our age is rapid, don't be dumb to what's happening with George W. Bush and his corporate American cabinet. The wage war, the sacrificing of the poor for strategic position on a global chessboard. They don't believe you, we'll pitch the axis of evil to gain the support of all the apathetic people, the wealthy royals. With the war comes the spoils from Afghanistan to Iraq, the drugs and oil, the poppy seeds, the loose end commodities. Whoever controls the two influence economies. He'll lose his job if your DJ ever played this, and get dropped off his label if your MC didn't say this. Terror for hire, unfairly elected liars, freelance extremists and governments who conspire. It's pitiful, this rhyming political is commercially defective, yet highly critical. A violation of all the Patriots Acts, violate the free speech, I have a problem with that. George and the Bush from which he came is rotten. Started out bust of oil with Salam bin Laden, the late elder brother of Osama bin Laden, the two wealthy sons of Mohammed bin Laden. Buffy Saudi, entrepreneur extraordinaire, got who dropped to put options on United Air. He'll lose his job if your DJ ever played this, and get dropped off his label if your MC dare to say this. Extremists, I'm an introvert, the profile of a genius genius. Bush saw the towers fall before the planes went in them. Bush saw his father's poor finance and Hitler's system. I'm dead walking, I'm destined for the coffin. Judas got a Jesus piece to stop me from talking. I ain't afraid, I embrace this war. It ain't living till you know what it is that you'll die for. Don't say this, don't say that, change your lyrics. Everybody's a critic, it's getting kinda hectic. My rhymes are authentic, so they shall remain. My writing exciting and never mundane. In actuality, my personality keeps my mentality based on real life situations, not speculations, but verbal illustrations of how I feel.
Guest, we've got Mark Pickard
from Vox Populi, which is a website which is based in Germany. So first of all, thanks for coming all the way over here.
Yeah.
You didn't make a special journey.
No, I was over here for... I usually come over in January. I don't know why, maybe because it's cheap. I don't know, but anyway, yeah, that's right. You say we're based in Germany. Well, of course, we're based on the web, so we're everywhere.
Okay. Well, do you want to tell us a bit about the website and what the website is?
Yeah, okay, well, I mean, Vox Populi is basically an alternative radical audio webcasting, or podcasting, if you prefer, project. It's intended to provide... An innovative online medium for groups, organisations, individuals involved in campaigning for social justice, real democracy and a sustainable future for our planet. Issues that we're interested in can be anything from global trade justice, criminal justice reform, which includes drugs policy, of course, race and class issues, civil liberties, Bush's so-called war on terror, how you declare a war on an abstract noun, I'll never know, but anyway, to grassroots political and environmental campaigning and alternative social and economic initiatives like LET schemes, for example. That's something we're very interested in. So if any of your listeners have been involved in LET schemes, that's something we want to hear about. Well, pretty much all the kind of stuff that Under the Pavement and its listeners are concerned with.
Okay, well, if we just say then, we have talked about it being a website, and I think one of the key things is that, you know, there are lots of websites there which are more sort of text-based in terms of the content, or image-based. But what has been happening in the past few years is, like you've mentioned, sort of audio. So if we say, sort of, if someone went along to the Vox Populi website, and you want to give the... We'll keep on giving the address out through the show, but what's the address for that again?
That's www.voxpopuli-online.org.
Okay. Now, if someone visits that website, then what sort of information are they going to see, and what format is the information in?
Right, well, at the moment what they will find is our pilot site. I mean, basically the project is still coming together, so we need your listeners, people who are involved in the kind of campaigning that I've just referred to. We need them to come together to actually, the idea is to put together a regular webcast. It would probably be monthly, but I'm not absolutely sure about that at the moment, but a regular webcast in MP3 format. It would be... The idea is that it will be cobbled together, actually, from separate segments, individually recorded by organisations, groups, individuals involved in this kind of parapolitical campaigning and what have you. They would actually make segments which will be edited together to create the completed broadcast, which or webcast, which would be about... probably be about 2 hours in length. It would be quite similar to Under the Pavement, except it would be more speech-based than music. Yeah. But having said that, we're very, very keen to feature some really, you know, radical, you know, innovative music with a strong political edge. So if any of your listeners are involved in, you know, if they have a band of their own, or if they're involved in writing that kind of music or putting together that kind of music, we'd love to hear from them, their own, of course. Yes, but it's essentially a speech-based project.
Okay. Well, let me just stop you there. That's probably a great time to play a bit of music.
Sermon on the Mount, which I don't pretend to understand at all. It's coming from the silence on the dock of the bay, from the brave, the bold, the battered heart of Chevrolet. Democracy is coming to the USA. Those garbage bags of time cannot decay. I'm Joe.
but I'm still holding up this little wild bouquet. Democracy is coming to the USA.
Okay, so you are listening to Under the Pavement on All FM 96.9 and also on the web at www.allfm.org. And we've got Mark here from Vox Populi, the website. And just to give out that address again, it's
www.voxpopuli-online.org.
Yeah. There we go. And just beforehand, you were talking about the format of future shows that you're hoping to have. It's 2 hour shows now at the minute.
At the moment, they won't find a show. What they'll find is basically an appeal for getting this project together. However, they will find a number of interviews and some other recorded material on the site already. I don't know why we put it there, it just happens to be there. But anyway, they might find it interesting. We've got interviews with Mark Purdy. I don't know if you remember the BSE crisis back in the 80s through into the 90s, the mad cow disease. He was a radical. He developed his own radical science, and he basically dismisses the whole official government science on BSE, and he basically puts BSE down to complex environmental factors. He rejects the conventional science, which he says is basically driven by the corporations. It's to protect the corporations. Anyway, I won't go on about that. You'll also find an interview with Jill from the Animal Asia organisation. This obviously concerns animal rights, specifically the issue of bear bile farming in China, which is a particularly disgusting practice. So there's some stuff about animal rights there. Anyway, a number of things that maybe just be a little bit thought-provoking or whatever, and get the old mental juices going for your listeners who might want to come in on the project. But anyway, the basic idea is that this, as I say, is just a pilot site, but the idea is within the next few weeks to get together an initial broadcast, the initial pilot 2 hour show cobbled together, as I've said, by people involved in in campaigning work.
Yeah, and just to say that, it seems that I think I'm getting the impression already, but although it is a site that sort of, it doesn't really matter where websites are based, but although you're based in Germany, it is going to be an English language based.
Oh yes, it will be. Although there is, I happen to notice when I was waiting in your waiting room there, you've actually got some a lot of stuff posted up about asylum seekers, and there's a couple of very good interviews there actually on the site. One with Donnie O'Hire, who was an environmental campaigner in Nigeria, and he had to flee Nigeria literally for his life. He fled to Germany, where he's been struggling to remain for many years now. Unfortunately, now looks like he might be at the point where he's going to be deported. It's a typical story, and I'm sure it's typical of this country too. But the fact that he is at risk for his life if he is returned to Nigeria, but the authorities don't seem to be terribly concerned with that, and they've declared Nigeria a democracy. Well, I mean, what a laugh, really. There's another interview there with Jamel Mustafa. He's another asylum seeker, and that, to return to the point you were just saying about the language, that is in German, but it's got an English dub over. Yeah. So it's basically, yes, the English language, of course it is. But the idea is that as the project develops, is to bring in people from all around Europe. Okay, English will be the medium language, but we'll try to bring in people campaigning all around Europe and really make it a kind of Europe-wide project. That's the idea. Forum, that's another aspect of the project, an important, very important aspect of the project, and that is the Vox Pop Forum. What we do is we set out a topic for debate. The one you find on the site at the moment is it's about the US's, the US odious extraordinary renditions policy. You know, that's, well, it's basically kidnapping to you and I. This is where the US just basically sees anyone they deem to be a terrorist, and they deport them to a country where the normal standards of international law don't apply. People are basically tortured. There's one particular case set out there on the website. It concerns a Mr. Khalid al-Masri, who was a German citizen of Syrian descent, if I'm not mistaken, and he was basically seized in Germany and taken to Afghanistan, detained there for 5 months, tortured, and eventually, when the Americans realised that he was completely innocent, they actually realised after 3 months that he was innocent, but they still kept him for another 2 months, even though Condoleezza Rice allegedly was aware of his presence and his innocence in Afghanistan. But he was returned to Europe and dumped on a mountainside in Albania. Well, there are a number of other cases, but anyway, it would be great if your listeners can. There's a dedicated number which they'll find on the site. That's a number for our dedicated phone line, a dedicated answering machine, and they can leave their opinions on that subject, on the subject of extraordinary renditions, on that answering service, and we'll actually post the or incorporate the best or most interesting opinions into the pilot show when it's put together, as well as actually putting them on the website too.
Okay, so we conclude then just by saying there is going to be, the first show is hopefully going to be launched, I'm guessing, later this year?
Yeah, sometime in the spring.
Yeah.
But we need your listeners to get, who are involved, to actually get in touch with us and make it a reality. That would be super.
And thank you again for coming on the show. And just the final thing is, do you want to give out that website address one more time?
I will indeed. It's www.voxpopuli-online.org.
Okay, and just said we will post a link to that site from the Under the Pavement website as well. So cheers and thank you for coming in.
Thanks a lot, David. Thanks.
Okay, and don't forget that the Under the Pavement website is www.underthepavement.org, where you can find out all the music we played, as well as there's links to guests and details of next shows and any news we've got and that sort of thing. And just to say that there's been quite a lot of coverage in the last week or so about podcasting.
Has there?
There has.
Tell me about it.
There's been a lot of coverage last week about podcasting. That's my script. I didn't have to say any more.
Oh, no. I'm into vinyl this evening. You'll have to tell me about podcasting.
I know. It's this contemporary modern technology. But it was saying on, I think there was a piece in The Guardian about it and on Radio 4 this morning. And it's basically saying how it could change the face of, you know, how people receive the news and how people tell the stories, because obviously anyone who's got internet access and basic tools can produce their own podcast and get it up online. And that was one of the key things from the interview with Mark, was he was saying that on their website, which is the Vox Populi -online.org website, which we'll link to from Under the Pavement, it gives you a breakdown of the tools you need. And, you know, it can be quite cheap now, because mini discs are quite cheap, aren't they?
Depends on your definition of quite cheap, but about 80 quid?
Yeah, but in terms of technology, you think sort of a few years back, you would have been talking hundreds of pounds for the equivalent.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of the professional broadcasters are using similar tools to what the likes of, you know, the BBC, etc. would use.
Yeah, and you can get open source audio editing software as well.
There is indeed. And on the website, the Vox Populi website, they do give a quick sort of brief guide. And if you don't have internet access, then you just need to do, you know, a quick Google. And there are quite a few sites out there that would give you information on sort of recording and, you know, getting a podcast together. And I'm sure that links away. Oh, it does remind me a little bit, because we also got some positive sort of feedback to our Under the Pavement podcast. Because don't forget, you can subscribe at www.underthepavement.org and then click on the listen link. Because as well as listening live and online via the web stream, you can also listen to highlights of the show And if you're that sort of person that isn't organised like me, you can actually just subscribe, and it means that you'll automatically get all the latest episodes as they appear. And the, what were they saying? I tried to think of the one, because it was on a discussion forum. It was on the post-punk kitchen discussion forum, which is a vegan sort of website, which is very interesting, all about punk vegan cooking.
I think one of the comments was that they like the fact that we play an eclectic mix of music and it's not just punk, where it easily could be yes. punk. And people enjoyed our guests last week who were talking about Defy ID and resisting ID cards.
Yeah, and I would, and that reminds me as well that there are, as well as posting the highlights on the show, which of the show, which you can subscribe and download. Also, there's a couple of radio stations knocking about the world that also rebroadcast bits of the show. There's one in San Francisco, so if you're listening there,
good evening.
Yeah, and there's also another station in New Zealand, which broadcasts from different points. You know, so they're all sort of legal-based community stations which are just taking bits of the show and rebroadcasting them. And that's what also happens. A lot of people... I mean, we've done that in the past where we've taken stories from indie media and rebroadcast them, and it's
stuff
similar.
Off the Resonance. Yeah. They've got an indie media show on Resonance FM down in London as well. We've played stuff off that. I think they've played stuff off here as well, haven't they?
Yeah, because that's the other good thing, is that there is... what's it called, is it? There's creative... There's copyleft and there's, like, creative commons, which means basically that... You know, as long as you're not ripping anyone off, then it's fine to share it, because there's lots of people who are doing sort of radio not to make lots of money, but just because they want to say something or make a difference. There we go. That was a bizarre sort of rant, come whatever.
It was.
Yep. So, we're going to play some music now, aren't we? What is this?
This is Hefner and The Day That Thatcher Dies. So... when she does, we'll probably stop playing it every other show. But since she's not, here it is.
And sing all night. We'll be right back.
That was Hefner and The Day That Thatcher Dies.
Yep, and we should say at this point that Class War, the well, the national-based organisation, but they're quite active in London, have booked a big party, haven't they, in Trafalgar Square?
I doubt that they've booked it, but yeah.
They've made a booking with the... I'm shutting up now.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're planning a party, Trafalgar Square, the Saturday after she dies. Do you know what time of day they're having it?
I'm sorry, I have no idea. I'm sure if you look on the Class War UK, I think it's .org website, then you'll be able to find out.
I've got a feeling it might be 6 p.m, but I'm not sure.
I thought it was earlier.
Right. It probably will be all day and all night.
Yes.
I'd imagine.
Okay, then. So getting back to the music before we get... too distracted and whatever. We're going to play some music. This was this one's a track from Pete Dale and the Beta Males. And what was I going to say? This song's not out until the 27th of February, so it's not released yet. And it's quite nice because I got an email from a person who owns a record label, and I played a track from this last fortnight, and they emailed me back saying, the person is Pete Dale of Milky Wimpshake. Do you remember we played Milky Wimpshake a while back? Sort of lo-fi, punky. Whatever.
I don't remember it being punky, but...
Yeah, what was one of the... I can't remember what one of the songs were. But the person who's the head of the label, who's Sean of Fortuna Pop, he's figured that we'd like the Pete Dale record, and he says, all the time we were making it, I kept thinking you might be the one person who would. So I think it's got
more. So we've got to play it, really, haven't we?
We've got to play this till it comes out and continue playing it. But I've listened, and it's quite good because it's musically it's like lo-fi sort of folk, but topically it deals with lots of different issues. The track we played last time was about ID cards, but this time, and it's one of these where you probably have to listen to the lyrics a little bit. This is called "Why I Am a Terrorist."
I cried when the trade centres burned down. To see all the people who leapt from windows at 200 meters because they were burning to death. A terrible act of mass murder. There really is no excuse for it. That's why, Lord, I hate the terrorists. I cried when the bombs started falling on Afghanistan and Iraq. On TV I saw the flames rising and thought of the bodies burned black. Another revenge act of murder. There really is no excuse for it. That's why, Lord, I hate the terrorists. Our government's definition of the word terrorism describes organized acts of violence, like damaging property, such as GM crop trials. This eco-terrorism is worse than guns and bombs, which aren't wrong, except in the hands of unelected ones. Of course, this is no joking matter for New Yorkers, Muslims and Kurds, and a world where the hate level's rising means we need to be careful with words. But the thing which most terrifies our government is refusal to follow their gist. That's why, Lord, I am a terrorist. Hell yes, a pacifist. In the eyes of our government, that means I'm a terrorist.
Pavement.
96.9 FM.
www.underthepavement.org.
New deal for the dead, enabling the dead to earn a living.
I thought I'd be dead for the rest of my life until the New Deal helped me. The job centre put me in a rough building course, and now I drive the ghost train at a renowned theme park.
Have you been deceased longer than 6 months? If so, we can now offer the opportunity to return to work. We recognise the valuable contribution the dead can make to a low-paid jobs market. No complaints about paying conditions, a flexible approach to working hours, and no pensions contributions all make you an attractive prospect.
I've been dead for nearly 3 years. The New Deal have helped me improve my appearance and gave me clothes for an interview. And now I'm working the graveyard shift at my local supermarket.
We recognise some of the obstacles and barriers facing the dead returning to work. That's why we can help with things like your exhumation, help updating your employment history, and if you get an interview, we can even help to update your wardrobe.
After being deceased for 12 months, following an accident at work, my New Deal advisor helped me revamp my CV, and I am now working as an extra in zombie films.
See? It really is possible. No more idleness, no more excuses. What are you waiting for? If you've been deceased for 6 months or longer, why not ask your advisor how New Deal for the Dead could help you?
The Miss Ginny Show, playing industrial, goth, EBM and electro on Monday nights, 11 to 1am on All FM 96.9 and streaming live at www.missginny.com.
don't understand what's going on here.
Young man, there's no need to feel down. I said, young man.
It's time to make...
What?
This is not a drill. We repeat, this is not a drill. Please remain calm. Do not panic. This is not a test. We repeat, this is not a test.
2 hours for the best classic rock music only on RFM. For the lucky crew, every Tuesday, 1 to 1 a.m.
There ain't a place to be.
One station for all nations.
96.9 All FM.
Yes, it definitely is All FM 96.9, and you're listening to Under the Pavement. I seem a bit quiet at the minute.
That's not that why. Microphone up.
There we go. So it's you are listening to. That's lost my train of thought completely. Can we go back and redo that bit? So you are listening to Under the Pavement on All FM 96.9, and normally around 10 we have the news and the what's ons, and it's quite good because we've got a guest in the studio who's going to tell us about a what's on, and it's a band called The Stray Dog Cafe.
That's correct.
That is, and yeah. A Manchester-based band.
Manchester, Warrington and Oldham.
So, all
originally
over.
From Wigan.
That's covering lots of bases there.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying that you've been described as a taut Teutonic tightrope ride being flexed like a garrote by ninja assassins on acid.
That's right, yeah, there's plenty more.
Who said that then?
So, who said that? I think that's some reporter who came to like the last gig we did, which is down in Chorlton.
Yeah,
posted that up on the website.
Yeah, oh, well, it's quite a good sort of review, isn't it?
Yeah.
So how do you sort of? I don't know if it means that much though. What's it actually mean? What do you sound like? What are you about?
Well, I don't know. We're supposed to sound like someone said, like we sound like we're murdering puppies with pogo sticks. The style is rock music.
Yeah.
We try to keep it pared down, call it minimal. There's some weird shit going on with the melodic stuff, the scales and that. There's a dirt note in there.
Yeah. A what note?
A dirt note.
Is that a technical term?
Something like that.
Is it?
Well,
I don't know what you're saying.
I think there's a lot of E and B flat
going on.
For those in the technical side of things.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, for someone who doesn't know music, it's like, is that good or bad, or is that whatever?
But yeah, I mean, it's just kind of like, there's a lot of different stuff going in there. I mean, the band's been around a long time. I joined it a couple of years ago. And,
yeah.
They're into very much pick and mix approach, you know, eclectic style, and then just making it rock as well.
And why you're here is that you are playing a gig this week, just down the road or just up the road, depending on where you are.
Plug again, Yabba's Clegg.
Yeah.
We're there with a couple of other bands who are also from Wigan, Mechagodzilla and the Corinthians.
Yeah.
They're pretty hardcore rock outfits, if you do that sort of thing.
Yeah, and Yabba's Clegg, for those who don't know, is just sort of opposite the university, isn't it? And
Dover Street, opposite road.
And the gig, I don't know if we said what date it's on. It's this Thursday.
Thursday, and doors open at 8 o'clock.
Yep. Okay. And it's £4 on the door.
That's right.
But I'm reading here that if you pick up a flyer, it's cheaper.
Yeah. Well, you can get it for free, or just make a donation. We have a bucket there. We'd rather do it with donations.
Yeah.
Really, we're just aiming to cover our costs.
Yeah. And where do you get a flyer from if you're a bit of a cheapskate?
You get one from the basement.
Yeah.
Or we've just left some lying around town, around the Northern Quarter,
and
up and down Oxford Road.
Yeah.
So you can pick them up.
Okay. So you have got a demo CD out.
That's right.
Can people actually buy that, or is it more showcasing what you're doing?
I mean, we've got some MP3s that you can download from the internet.
Yeah.
I think these tracks that you can do that with, although not these versions, these are demos that we did in a rehearsal space. Last year sometime.
Yeah, so to find out more about the band, you've actually got two a website and a MySpace. I've never quite got the idea of MySpace yet, so maybe you can explain that to me. It's like a website, but with links.
Well, I've only been checking it out myself recently, but yeah, I mean, you can just get... It's like a notice board.
Is it?
And it's just kind of like a chat space for, like, sharing things that people are into, really. You can, like, link up with friends if you're into what they're into, and, like, you post messages up on others' boards. It's just kind of... It's that kind of, and I think the emphasis is just like kind of music and alternative or subculture.
Yeah.
The scene.
Yeah, and that's the website is www.straydogcafe.org and the MySpace is just myspace.com/straydogcafe, so that's quite easy to remember.
Yeah.
But we will sort of post a link to it on the Under the Pavement website.
All right.
So it gives people
Cheers.
Less things to have to scribble down. But we're going to play a track now, and before we play the track, we'll get you to talk about it. But I'll just remind people when you're playing, which is that's this Thursday, the 26th of January, it's at Yabba's Clegg. Have I pronounced that? I always want to say Jabbers, but it's Yabbers, isn't
Yabbers.
It? Yabbers. Yabbers Clegg. That's on Dover Street, near Oxford Road, near the Manchester University. Doors open at 8 p.m, and it's £4 on the door, but if you can find yourself a flyer, it's free or a donation. And do you want to tell us a little bit about the track we're going to play? Is this, what's the word I'm looking for now? What do they call it? You know when it shows what you normally sound like?
What's representative.
The word I'm looking for? That's a good word, isn't it? Is this representative?
Fairly representative, of the approach. Where it comes from is Phil Rigby, our singer. He's just into sorting phrases from strange. What he did was he ran weird news headlines in a Google search engine, and that's what came top of the list: Florida man shot by puppy. so that's where we got the title of the song from.
Yeah. Which is, there is a bit of a puppy theme going on, isn't there, here?
Oh, seems to be. I'm not quite sure what's going on there, because, I don't know, they're not particularly animal kinds of people.
Yeah.
Strangely enough.
Okay.
But, that's another story.
Yes, we'll leave it at that then. So thank you for coming in, and just to say, this is the Stray Dog Cafe with Florida Man.
Be a toker for blood donors.
And that was Stray Dog Cafe, who are playing Yabba's Clegg Thursday, the 26th of January 2006 at the... they're playing, and there's two other bands playing, and it's a bit of a Wigan Van night.
Yeah.
Okay, then. And, so thank you for coming in. And we are going to do a few more What's Ons after this, but I'm just going to play a track now. It's from a singer called Graham Parker, who's been around for quite a while, I think, sort of 15 or 20 years. And just to read from the press release, it says that in late October, after hearing the news that 2,000 American military personnel had died in Iraq, Graham Parker began work on this song. And it says, it was not hard to get angry about this depressing development, but feeling angry is like falling off a log for me. And the melodic structure I quickly developed suggested much more complex reaction. Therefore, I shunned any outright commentary and attempted to imbue the song with respect and dignity and pay tribute to the idea that 2,000 sons and daughters are gone forever. After playing the tune live a few times, it seemed a good idea to release it immediately before the figure 2,000 is a distant memory. And who knows, maybe an Iraqi songwriter will respond by writing a song called A Darn Sight More Than 2,000 Funerals. And this is Graham Parker, and it's a download on a single, so I think you can download it from the likes of iTunes and eMusic. And this is called 2,000 Funerals.
Big bass drum, 2,000 funerals, 2,000 sounds like a nice round sun, but they're back on their own turf now, like they knew they would be someday, back on the old corral, where the deer and the antelope play. I guess this time they're coming back to stay. Two funerals, 2,000 rockets take to the sky. 2,000 funerals, there's another one gone. Blinked out an eye, but he's back where he ought to be, with his loving family, back on the old corral, back in the land of the free, just in time to push up the Christmas tree. Yeah.
And just said that was Graham Parker with 2,000 Funerals, which is a download on a single. We'll post a link to that on the Under the Pavement website, www.underthepavement.org. And we've got the sort of what's ons for the next sort of fortnight now.
We do.
And it's just said that most of the events seem to be happening at the basement.
Yeah.
Which is 24 Lever Street. Which is also where you can pick up free flyers.
For the Stray Dog Cafe gig.
Yeah. And that is the last time we're going to mention the Stray Dog Cafe. Honest. Yeah. Otherwise, people will start to think wrong.
Just slip it in.
Yeah. Do the show scene. How many times can you mention the band called? We've got to be nice about the Stray Dog Cafe because the person from the band is still in the studio. So when he goes, we'll say, don't waste your money. There's lots of other things to do on a Thursday night. But tomorrow night, should we say what's on tomorrow night? We'll start, which is Tuesday, the 24th. And that's Manchester Neighbourhood at the Camp for Climate Change Action Meeting. That's 6:30 at the basement, which is, like I said, 24 Lever Street, just off Piccadilly Gardens. And do some trying to kickstart the organising for the neighbourhood at the Camp for Climate Action, which is going to take place in the north of England between August the 26th and September the 4th. And what they want to do is they want to organise to have a space at the camp where we can live together for the 10 days. And this will include a kitchen, a meeting space and camping space. And they also want to help the camp as a whole in promoting it beforehand, encouraging people from Manchester to get involved in working groups to set up the camp. And that was, we had the people from the climate camp on last fortnight's show.
We did. Hopefully they'll come back soon and tell us how things are going with that. Yeah. On Wednesday night...
Ice caps melting at record rates.
Say again?
You what?
Ice caps melting at record rates or some such. Or icebergs.
Yes, ice. Are you just going to heckle us on the side?
You can help us read the What's On guide out if you want.
No, yeah. No, just get on with it.
Okay.
Just get on with it. Okay. We'll just fade his microphone down and carry on with Wednesday.
Yeah.
Greater Manchester and District CND are having their annual general meeting, and that's at 7:00 at the Town Hall in Committee Room 3, and it says that everyone's welcome, and they've got resolutions on Trident replacement, Iran, new nuclear power stations and other stuff as well. If you want to find out more about that, their phone number is 273 8283.
And then on Wednesday, it's back to the basement for an indie media film night, and the film is Out Fox, which is a feature on the outrageous bias of the Rupert Murdoch owned Fox News. And the film contains interviews with former employees who blow the lid on how the news agenda is controlled and manipulated right from the top. And there's food from 6 p.m. and the film starts at 6:30. And there's other films beforehand, but Out Fox starts at 8:30. And the entry for that is by donation. And I think it's been on telly a couple of times, Out Fox. And it's quite a good film because it does show the right-wing bias of the... what's it called? Of the Fox News Network. And they come across and they always say, we're impartial.
Mm, they always do, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah. Thursday. You could go to a gig, but if you don't fancy going to a gig, what else could you do?
You could go to a meeting or you could go to see a film. There's a film at the Zion Arts Centre. It's Here's to the People of Baca, Here's Tomorrow. And it was filmed during a 2-week delegation last year. It's part of a continuing documentary project focusing on the issues faced by Palestinian refugees in Jordan's largest refugee camp. And it's being run by the Manchester-based Middle East Cultural Association. Or you could go to a Cafe Queria meeting at 6:30 at the basement. Or you could go to both.
Yeah.
What can you do on Friday?
Well, Friday, there's the Critical Mass Cycle Ride, which starts at 6 p.m. outside Central Library. And this is followed by a social with vegan food and bike films. And this is just to say that unless you cycle around as part of Critical Mass, then you can't go in and get the film and the food. And I think this, is it month's film, is Belleville Rendezvous. Have you seen that?
I've not, no.
It's a cartoon. And it's about, I won't spoil it for people, but it's about a boy who sort of... trains and takes part in the Tour de France. I think gets kidnapped.
Is it any good?
Gets taken to bed. Yeah, it is very good. Yeah,
good.
It's very much worth watching. But I think there's a whole season of bike-based films. I'm not sure what some of the other ones are, but
no, they're planning on having them in the next few months. They're also trying to sort out a bike film festival to take place in February or March, and they're still working on that. Because they says people from around the world sending amazing films to be screened, and details are to be confirmed of that. But they say if you have any films you want to show, then get in touch and they can add them to the list. And their email is mankcriticalmass@lists.riseup.net.
Yeah. Shall we break for a bit of music now, or shall we plough on?
Let's play some music. We've been rambling on for a while, haven't we?
OK. Shall I look at my notes now to say that this is going to be a track from Against Me?
What's it called?
And that's a good question, because I've written it down. This is Against Me, and it's a track called From Her Lips to God's Ears, in brackets, The Energizer. It's from the LP Searching for a Form of Clarity, which was released last year, and the band are touring in the UK, and we'll hopefully get an interview with them when they play in Manchester, because they're playing in Manchester at the Academy Free on 1st of March, the 16th. And tickets are on sale now. That sounded like an advert, didn't it? A bad advert. But this is again. This is a song about Condoleezza Rice, by the way. Against Me, who are playing in Manchester in March, and perhaps we'll get an interview with them. In the meantime, back to what's happening in the next sort of couple of weeks. Do you want to start?
I suppose so. Saturday the 28th of January, the Manchester Coalition to Defend Asylum Seekers and NCADC have called for a candlelit vigil at 5:30 in the Peace Garden, St Peter's Square. And it's for those we have lost and those we miss, don't let injustice thrive in the dark. I think this might be in response to another death at Harmansworth Detention Centre recently last week. It says, light a candle for your friend who was snatched in a dawn raid, detained or deported. Shine a light on unjust and humane immigration policies. So that's Saturday at 5:30 in the Peace Gardens.
Yeah, and I was just reading through the like the press release that was sent out, and it is there's quite a high number of people who are in detention awaiting sort of outcomes who have committed suicide, and I think it just shows how desperate people are, one, to sort of want to leave the home country to actually get here, and then once they're here, sort of how, you know, desperate they are to actually stay here, if you see what I mean, because it was the case, I think the most recent one was someone who was, you know, committed suicide because they were just didn't want to go back to, you know, where they were because they were going to face you know, persecution.
Mm.
Yeah. So on Tuesday, the 31st of January, there's a corporate crime in Iraq public meeting, and that's at the Basement, 24 Lever Street in Manchester. And the speakers on that are Dave White, who's a lecturer in criminology from Stirling University, and Eva Jasowicz. I'm not sure. I'm sure.
Jasowicz.
Your whatever Polish pronunciation or whatever is better than mine. Jasowicz. And she's an activist with the Iraqi Federation of Oil Workers. Yep.
Is there a Manchester Animal Protection meeting as well?
There is a Manchester Animal Protection
meeting.
Someone
stole my script.
On Wednesday the 1st of February, and that's 7:30, and that's at the Basement. And is that the sort of round up? Is that the round up?
Thanks for that.
The shuffling of papers. There we go.
Have you got any more you want to add?
There's this gig.
Yeah, we know about the gig.
I think we've mentioned that enough, and we will stick a link to the band's website on the payment site. Yep. shall we just say as well that we did get a quick? We'll mention this before we move on. We did get a press release from UHC, and they've launched their website, which is www.nomichelangelos.org.uk, it should be. And this is a website documenting last summer's No Michelangelos collaboration between painter Jay Redman and the graffiti artist Sam Richardson and Joe Morris. The website has information about the project, images of the artwork, and there's also a video there where you can sort of see what happened during the day, because what they had was they had a big painting. It says using his hands, but it doesn't quite work on radio. A big painting. And then what they did was they took the big painter, which is like a graffiti version of Michelangelo's. Is it the David where they got the two fingers?
Not sure.
Meeting? I don't know. I'm sure someone could email us saying the painting that you're thinking of is whatever. I think it's the one on the top of the Sistine Chapel. But anyway, that's gone off the point completely. But the idea was they had a big graffiti version of that, and then they cut it up into smaller pieces, and people could buy, you know, part of the painting. And it just says here that over 150 people came to the event, which I think happened last summer, and every piece of the 32-foot painting was sold, and it raised £600. And, yep, so I think that's it.
Did you buy a piece?
Did I?
You went along, didn't you?
I did go along, yes. I didn't buy a piece.
You didn't buy a piece?
That's... No.
Well, they'd like to thank everyone who bought a piece and everyone who came along.
Well, they did go along.
So you only get thanked once because you didn't buy a piece.
I get half a thank.
I'd just like to point out that that's not the UHC website. That's just a website UHC have set up.
Yep. And the UHC website is, I think, just uhc.org.uk.
That's advertising.
Why?
No, I was just correcting Dave because he said that was a UHC website.
No, not you. Not you.
I said UHC is proud to announce the launch of.
No, you said their website.
Well, it is their website. It's a subdomain of.
You've
whatever.
Got two pedants in the studio. Yeah.
Can't you get it right, Dave?
Stop heckling.
Yeah.
I'm going to play some music now. Yeah. This is La Tigre.
down and we built the city. In the afternoon, walked through its streets. Evening saw us leaving. We wandered to our days as if they would never end. All of us imagined we had endless time to spend. We hardly sought a crossroads and small attention gave to landmarks on the journey from the cradle to the grave. Cradle to the grave, cradle to the grave. Did you learn to dream in the morning, abandon dreams in the afternoon? Or did you wait without hope in the evening? Did you stand there in the traces and let them feed your lies? Did you trail along behind them wearing blinkers on your eyes? Did you kiss the foot that kicked you? And did you thank them for their scorn? And did you ask for their forgiveness for the act of being born? Act of being born, act of being born. Did you alter the face of the city? Or did you make any change in the world you found? Or did you observe all the warnings? Did you read the trespass notices? Did you keep off the grass? Did you shovel off the pavement just to let your betters pass? Did you learn to keep your mouth shut? Were you seen and never heard? Did you learn to be obedient and jump to at a word? And jump to at a word, jump to at a word. Did you ever demand any answers for the who and the what and the reason why? Or did you ever question the setup? Well, did you stand aside and let them choose while you took second best? Did you let them skim the cream off and then give to you the rest? Did you settle for the shoddy and did you think it right to let them rob you right and left and never make a fight? Never make a fight, never make a fight. Well, what did you learn in the morning? How much did you know in the afternoon? Were you content in the evening? Didn't they teach you how to question when you were at the school? Did the factory help you grow? Were you the maker or the tool? When the place where you was living, did it enrich your life and then? Or did you reach some understanding of all your fellow men? All your fellow men, all your fellow men.
Yep, welcome back, and you're listening to Under the Pavement. And don't forget, you can check out the website and listen to highlights from the show again at www.underthepavement.org.
And there's playlists on there as well if you've missed anything that we've played, because I don't think we've announced every single track that we've played, have we?
I think we have, haven't we?
Sorry.
So. Sorry. I don't know. I thought we had. I might be wrong. We did play Latuga beforehand, and that track, I'm just trying to find some notes because I did write some notes about it. That was a song, oh yes, by T. Duggins, and that was called The Ballad of Accounting, and that was a cover of a Hugh McColl song. And of course, Hugh McColl is from Salford, and he was the dad of Kirsty, who we played a few shows back, didn't we? I think before Christmas. It's because we had that big gap over Christmas that, you know, it was quite a while back.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like you said, if you check out the website, click on playlist, and you can find all the things we've played, including links to different bits of music. Are we going to play some more music now?
Why not?
Is it the choice of music that I've just given you? This one here?
Yeah, it's a bit of riot folk.
Yep. And I'm not sure if we got in touch with them and they got in touch with us, but this is a track from a compilation. It's basically a sort of activist musicians. They put out a CD called Riot Folk, and what they say is that it's you know, music that's free to share and free to download. If you want to find out more, the website is riotfolk.org, and again, we'll be sticking a link to that on the website. And this is... Did I say what the song was?
No, you didn't.
Did
what
I say
it?
It's Ryan Harvey, It's Bigger Than War.
Bigger than a war. that's to say the least. It traverses over borders through lines of the police. It's bigger than the oil, it's a military dream. It's politicians propping up another super regime. Now the people are against it till they show it in the streets. They're met with tons of tear, got some thick Osama tapes. The bigger that they grow, the harder it will get. Their pockets fill up further with every terror threat. So we lie down on our stomachs, playing into the charade. Lifting glasses in a toast to every bombing raid. It's bigger than a war. It's bigger than a war. Bigger than a war, it's an economic game. A battle for the power, wealth, and the atomic gain. It's a private profit mission for the elite few. It's clearer than the lights so we can see right through. And turn we riot in the streets and shut the city down. When they meet inside their fortunes while we try to tear them down. Police bring the cannons out to keep the war going. Throwing guns under the people with the prisons overflowing. The poor housing ghettos so they cannot stand a chance. Your vote doesn't count unless you buy it in advance. It's bigger than a war. It's bigger than a war. It's bigger than a war by a striking height. You can smell it in the air in the dead of night. Coming through the screen of the TV news, when they fill your head with lies, try to change your views. The same corporations that make the weaponry are telling you what matters and what you need to believe, while they profit from the deaths of the young lying dead. Sticking money in the pockets of some lying men. The starving in this place can rot away. Another child's mother was shot today. It's bigger than a war. It's bigger than a war. It's bigger than a war. It's the whole damn plan. Vietnam, Los Indonesia, Iraq, Afghanistan. Let the truth be told, they ain't in it for the people. It's a matter of protection for the pocket or the people. Don't be fooled by their words or their remedies. Send your kids to die in battle while they train their enemies. Open markets, open fire, it's the same thing. Forcing poverty upon us in the interest of the king. Let it be known forever that this world is free. Stand up and fight back at those who take that right away. It's bigger than a war. It's bigger than a war. It's bigger than a war. It's a day-to-day. Capitalism's price to pay. It's a system based on murder and the packaging of fear. Swallowing of lies and the cranking of the gears. They need us, we don't need them. 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 They would have us work in the prison yard. Train one of us to be the prison guard. And we fight amongst each other as we grow paranoid. With the heroin and television, there will fill the void. But freedom lives forever and our aim is true. The answer lives inside of you. It's bigger than a war. It's bigger than a war. It's bigger than a war. It's bigger than a war.
And that was Ryan Harvey with It's Bigger Than a War here on Under the Pavement on All FM 96.9. And just to say that, so we'll probably play more from that compilation CD over future shows. And we're going to keep with a bit of a folky theme now, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. This is the one I was on about before. Song about rambling. Not the sort of rambling that we do, but walking. This is Casey Neal and Manchester Rambler. And this is for Lauren in Levenshulme.
I've been over Snowden, I've slept upon Croden, I've camped by the Wainstones as well. I've sunbathed on Kinder, been burned to a cinder, and many more things I can tell. My rucksack is off in my pillow, the heather is off in my bed, and sooner than part from the mountains, I think I would rather be dead. Oh, I'm a rambler from Manchester way. I get all my pleasure the hard moorland way, and I might be a wage slave on Monday, but I am a free man on Sunday. Well, the day was just ending, and I was descending down Grindsbrook just by Upper Taw, when a voice cried, "Hey, you!" And the waykeepers do, he's the worst face that ever I saw. The things that he said were unpleasant. In the teeth of his fury I said, sooner than part from the mountains, I think I would rather be dead. Oh, I'm a rambler from Manchester way. I get all my pleasure the hard moorland way, and I might be a wage slave on Monday, but I am a free man on Sunday. Well, he called me a louse and said, "Think of the grouse," and I thought, but I still couldn't see why all Kinder Scout and the moors round about couldn't take both the poor grouse and me. He said, "All this land is my master's." At that I stood shaking my head. No
No man has the right to own mountains any more than the deep ocean bed. Oh, I'm a rambler from Manchester way. I get all my pleasure the hard moorland way. And I might be a wage slave on Monday, ah, but I am a free man on Sunday. Loved a maid, a spot welder by trade. She was fair as the rowan in bloom, and the blue of her eye matched the clear moorland sky as I wooed her from April to June. On the day that we were to be married, I went for a ramble instead. For sooner than part from the mountains, I think I would rather be dead. Oh, I'm a rambler from Manchester way. I get all my pleasure the hard moorland way. And I might be a wage slave on Monday, ah, but I am a free man on Sunday. Clear running fountains where the gray rocks lie ragged and steep. I've seen the white hare in the gullies and the curlew fly high overhead. And sooner than part from the mountains, I think I would rather be dead. Oh, I'm a rambler from Manchester way. I get all my pleasure the hard moorland way. And I might be a wage slave on Monday, ah, but I am a free man. I'm a rambler from Manchester way. I get all my pleasure the hard moorland way. And I might be a wage slave on Monday, ah, but I am a free man on Sunday.
That was Casey Neal and the Manchester Rambler on Under the Pavement, all FM 96.9.
Yeah, and I was just going to say that that was another Ewan McColl cover version, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So we had earlier, what was it, T. Duggins doing The Ballad of Accounting, and then we had the Manchester Rambler by Casey Neal.
Yeah, maybe we'll play some Ewan McColl one day, since I've lots of Ewan McColl links, but not really played any music.
Yeah. OK, then, it's coming up to 10:45, so we're going to be sort of winding up soon, and this is not winding up at all, this is quite noisy and fresh. This is called Ann-R-K, and this is from the band East West Blast Test.
Yeah! Under the Pavement.
96.9
FM. www.underthepavement.org.
And you have been listening to Under the Pavement for the last couple of hours, and the music we've just played was a track called Tradition Dies Here, and that was a cover version of The Mob's I Wish, and that's from a benefit compilation released on Exotic Fever Records out of, I think, Maryland in the United States of America. Just having to quickly look, yep. And then before then, we had another anarchist punk band who have just released a single. That was Camp America from Zounds, and it's from an EP called Go All The Way. And before then, we had a track by East West Blast Test, and that was a track called Anarchy, and that's released on IPCAC Records. Yep. And shall we say what you've... We'll be here next week, because next week is the Northern Wire, with their usual mix of stuff.
Yeah, we were trying to find out exactly what, but none of them were answering their phones, so we don't know. Just the usual weirdness.
Yeah, and then we'll be back on the 6th of February, but if you're listening in on OLFM 96.9 or online at www.olfm.org, wherever you are, If you keep tuned in to All FM next, we've got the Miss Ginny Show, and that will take you from 11 till 1 o'clock, and then from 1 till
3. It's Dave
doing
Spears.
Again. Did you see I was struggling? Yeah, Dave Spears and
the
Rocket
Crew.
With classic rock, a selection of rock to keep you entertained through the night. And we're going to fade out with a couple of tracks, just to thank you for listening. The tracks we're going to play is, again, another old band, another anarchist punk band, Lack of Knowledge. They've had their back catalogue re-released rather, on Southern Records. And we're going to play a track from that CD called Danger to Life. And then we're going to play a Chloe Poems track to finish the show. A bit of poetry.
A bit of poetry to end the show, yeah. Okay.
So thank you for listening.
See you in a fortnight.
Rhyme and gurgle, hares chase and hurtle across her morning moist dewy fields. The hills and valley yield tenderly their softness and nobility. I'm a million miles from cruelty here in my lush green England, floating o'er moor and lake, impervious to trouble. It seemed nothing in this genteel land could burst my idyllic bubble. So you could imagine my surprise, nay, my horror, my shock, when I found out that the Queen sucks Nazi cock. Yes, the Queen sucks Nazi cock. Can you believe it? That someone so royal, so perfect, could do something so heinous. Your royal heinous, Elizabeth, the bastion of majesty, orderly caressing her husband's erectile racist penis. A right royal travesty, an unequivocal tragedy of unimaginable proportions. Does this also mean my lush green England is near a series of such abhorrent distortions? Sold as a package to an over-eager overseas market, who see our history as nothing more than rolling hills, the rolling stones, and rolling red carpet. When I came to terms with it, there could be no more denial. I stand stranded a million miles away, observing this septic isle. Saddened, lonely, a solitary position, as my lush green England dissolved into chaos and division, where an Englishman's castle is the crumbling housing of a drug-run council estate, where the elderly live in fear, relics of another age, twisted by grief and rage, bemused and broken that they should be left to such a fate, in this lush green police state. My England is a series of hells, black bodies murdered in prison cells, a stark contrast to the green hills and fells where force-fed is our staple diet. Gorging on national identity, I am meant to be free citizens of democracy, yet we sit content and in judgment to single out single mothers as society's ultimate heresy. It seems we've never stopped burning witches. And this is England. My England. Where the blue-blooded Hanoverians are the true blue barbarians who rule over this stagnation and rot. And how could they not? When the head of the highest family in all the land, our mother protector, her royal heinous, the Queen, sucks Nazi